And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Last month, the town of Chapel Hill sealed the deal and purchased the 35-acre American Legion property for $7.9 million. It almost slipped away, though, but the new administration of Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger and town council snatched it out of the jaws of a would-be developer. Was it worth it? You bet it was. Every penny of it. A little pricey, perhaps, at more than $22,000 an acre, but an investment for the future generations. There aren't many pieces of prime land like that to be found in Chapel Hill anymore. Right now, the American Legion property is a diamond in the rough, but in 5 to 10 years from now, it will be transformed into the crown jewel of Chapel Hill's emerald necklace of parks and recreation. Over 1,200 acres. Meanwhile, the town will try to recoup part of the acquisition price by selling off a chunk of the property. Chapel Hill sits in the catbird seat and can dictate the terms of what will occupy the parcel that is spun off. In retrospect, the town may have had another purpose in mind by acquiring the property: density. Think of what more apartments built on that property would do to increasing population density and congestion in the area. The town now has an ambitious task before it of mapping out a master plan for the park. I would propose they name it Veterans Park in honor of our veterans, many of whom are members of the American Legion Post. A suitable memorial should be installed and dedicated to veterans of Chapel Hill who served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Some sacrificed their lives, while others suffered grievous wounds on the battlefields to preserve our freedoms. It will be fascinating to watch how the American Legion property is developed into the pride of Chapel Hill. And our salute to the American Legion for making its former home available to the town of Chapel Hill. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.